Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Can you see yourselves? Can you see yourselves? Look around at all the blessings. You see the choir? Can you see yourselves up there? Can you? There now. Call to come down now. Look. See all the blessings? See all the blessings? That's what the mirror was for. Carter, you see yourself? Are you in there? So, blessings. We are blessings. Okay, I'm going to take it back up now. You saw yourselves. You're going to help me? Okay. Okay, you can help me. We'll put it back up. But think about what a mirror does. Oh, I got lots of help. Okay, thank you. I'm going to put it right here. Okay? Blessings. That's what this text is about. Did you hear blessings? When you look in a mirror, do you see a blessing? You should. You should see a blessing. You see, God's promise to Abram or Abraham and Sarai or Sarah, as their names are changed, is that they will be blessed. One blood. We come from Abraham. Abraham and Sarah, who were very old, didn't think they were ever going to have children, and they had Isaac. Laughter. Abraham and Sarah, who were sent to leave the place that they had just gotten to be a blessing, the parents of the nation. You know, there's a little bit about this story before Genesis 12. The cultural ethos of this whole time is very important. In the ancient Near East, family was considered to be the entire basics of your social and your religious life. Family were friends, neighbors, people that you were close to. It wasn't just that blood, but it was all those people that surrounded you and you surrounded themselves. And we know that Abraham and Sarah battled infertility, and so that was so horrible for them. And then all of a sudden, God calls Abraham, and this call utterly turned the world upside down for them and for us because it reshaped their lives and their family members' lives. God says, leave your country. Leave where you are. Leave all those family and friends that are around you. Leave your country. Go from your family and your businesses and your church small groups and your friendships and your neighbors and go to a place where, well, I don't know where we're going to, but go to this place that I'm going to show you. You don't even have an ending of where you're going to go. You're going to leave everything that is familiar to you, and you're going to go to a place that I will tell you about. That's just crazy. Go from where you live and from whom you know your place to be. I'm not going to reveal it yet. If Abraham does that, God says, God will bless him deeply. Barrenness will turn into family. Family will turn into nation. Worldwide legacies and impacts will result. If you go, what are you going to do? Abraham went, took Sarah, and they went. They went from this place that was so familiar to them. This place that had everything they knew, and they left, and they followed God. They trusted God. And so blessings abounded. Now, I kind of hear this Genesis 12 as a mission statement. Follow God, be blessed by God, bless others. We can do that. Follow God, be blessed by God, bless others. That's Abraham's call, and really that's our call as well. Abraham remembered this call throughout his life. Abraham came out of his comfort zone. He grew in faith, he trusted God even more, and he shared the blessings. What about you? How are you doing this? How is Grace United Church of Christ doing this? Blessings. How are you being a blessing of God? How are you sharing that mission statement? I know it's crazy. It's crazy what Abraham did, but are you following God? Are you being blessed by God? Are you blessing others? How are you living that? How is Grace living this? It's about relationships. It's about social justice versus charity. Do you hear the difference? Social justice, going out and blessing others and being part of God's life. Versus charity, just giving money or things and not learning names or treating everyone equal. You see, we are at a crossroads. That's what this story is all about. This story is about a crossroad for God in Abraham and Sarah's time. And this story is about a crossroads for us here at Grace. The internal crossroad of our own lives and the external crossroads of the world in which we live. How are we being blessings to the people in Fairfield County, to the people in Central Ohio, to the people around the world? What are we to do here in Lancaster? That crossroads. When I look in a mirror, what do I see? So I'm asking you that. When you look in a mirror, what do you see? What blessings are you sharing? Because God blessed us. That's what the story is about. We are blessed by God. And we are to be blessings. It's not something we have to earn. It's not something we have to do anything about. It is a gift. Like noisy bubble wrap. It is a gift. A pure gift given out of love. We don't earn it. I didn't earn that bubble wrap. Jumping and down and on, that's not earning. It's fun. What is our blessing? What is our gift, pure gift, that Grace United Church of Christ can give to the world? What do you see when you look in the mirror? As I said, Walter Brueggemann, who is a noted Old Testament theologian, was one of my professors at Eden Seminary. And Walt said this: to stay in safety is to remain barren. To leave in risk is to have hope. I sure hope, I sure pray that we risk instead of stay in safety. I sure hope that we risk who we are as people of God, blessed, called by name. So follow God, be blessed by God, and bless others. Follow God, that's a risk. Let's take that risk. Be blessed by God, that's a pure gift. and bless others, sharing that gift of love with all. What do you see? What do you see? We are blessed by God. Let's be a blessing to others. Amen.